Brianna Delaney is a single mom, so she has to work to support herself and her daughter. Delaney works an irregular schedule as a waitress, and she's in desperate need of reliable daycare so she can keep her job. But there's no space available. Delaney has signed up for waiting lists, but...
they all say they are full until September.
So what are her options in the meantime? Delaney has a few relatives in town, then there are random friends who have kids and agree to babysit, but that doesn't always work out.
There's been so many problems with that because they will tell me, oh yes, I can watch her, and then super late at night be like, oh sorry, I forgot I had an appointment tomorrow, can't watch her, and that creates problems at my work, so it's hard.
Delaney isn't alone. Daycare in the region has always been problematic, but it's hit a breaking point.
We're calling it the childcare crisis in Southeast Alaska, and that's because it's the worst that it's been in about a decade.
That's Jessica Mills Clark. She's the Ketchikan-based liaison for the Association for the Education of Young Children. On the association's website, the homepage is pretty much dedicated to helping parents who are scrambling to find daycare.
We have about 1,000 children under the age of 6, and we have about 180 licensed child care slots.
That's just in Ketchikan. The shortage affects parents throughout Southeast. According to a 2013 report by Juneau-based Scheinberg Associates, the number of kids in the capital city under the age of 6 was close to 2,500, and only 550 of those were in licensed daycare. Clark says there isn't a single reason for the shortage.
I call it a perfect storm because it's a couple of different variables. It's not just one thing that you can point to and say this is the problem.
One known problem is that fewer landlords will allow tenants to run daycares. So if someone wants to open one up, they have to own their own home.
And then licensing standards are getting tighter. So it's kind of a combination of things.
Can you address a little bit the licensing standards getting tighter? In what way?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of licensing, but I do know that they're just looking at things a little bit closer and just maybe their interpretation of the standards that are on the books kind of make it seem tighter.
That has been Kim Stacy's experience.
And this is our preschool room.
Stacy owns First City Kid Care, a child care center. Stacy says her frustration over licensing regulations is why she's thinking about getting out of the business.
I've been a licensed provider since 1995, and everything has gone great until just these last couple years.
The biggest issue, Stacy says, is a requirement that a larger center like hers must have someone with a child development associate certificate on site. Previously, she says the state just wanted someone who works there to have a certificate, but they didn't have to physically be there all the time. Stacy has the certification, and one of her employees just finished the training, but Stacy's gotten in trouble for that regulation a couple of times in the past year. The second time, Stacy was at the hospital, so her employee was the only one at the center with the qualification.
She had run across the street to pay a bill for me, and they came in. And she was actually only gone for 4 minutes, and I got charged $500.
Judy Clementson is the region's state licensing supervisor for the Juneau-based Child Care Program Office. She says that particular regulation has been enforced for quite a while throughout the state and notes that violations don't immediately result in a fine.
It depends on how many times they're repeated. We would start with a warning and then eventually progress to a fine if necessary.
Clementson says that her office works with child care providers to help them comply with all the regulations.
Because we want them to be successful. That's part of our job.
There are an unknown number of unlicensed daycare operations, and AEYC's Jessica Clark worries about the kids in places that nobody's checking up on. But the shortage has forced that choice on some parents.
They're making tough choices about, you know, I still need to work. I can't make a choice about that. So I'm going to settle for a place that maybe I don't feel great about, but I feel okay.
Adrienne O'Brien is one of the lucky working parents who has good licensed daycare for her 2-year-old daughter. But it wasn't easy to find. In fact, she describes it as the most stressful part of having a baby. Now she's expecting her second child.
and I am already kind of stressed out about it, but the center where Ava is says that they have preference for siblings, and so it's really likely there'll be a spot, but nothing's guaranteed. And if it doesn't work out, I don't know what I'll do, because there's really nothing.
O'Brien won't need that second daycare spot until February, but if she finds an opening in the meantime, she's not letting it get away.
If a spot comes open, I'm just going to have to grab it and pay $800 a month.
Just to hang on to
it. Just to hold the spot, yeah.
Other parents are doing the same thing because this daycare crisis likely will continue for a while. Jessica Clark of AEYC hopes that more people in Southeast Alaska will open up childcare businesses, and those that do are pretty much guaranteed to fill up right away. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.